The next element to master the foundations of hypnotic language, believe it or not, is the performance element itself. Your tonality has so much information that it's really worth spending the time to totally master the way you communicate, not just the words that you use, but how you say those words. There's an interesting study by Mr. Birdwhistle, in which he looked at the meaning of communication and tried to like break it down between the actual words, the tonalities, and the body language. Now, whilst the words are still incredibly important, he discovered that only about 7% of the actual meaning taken from a communication comes from the word itself. About 38% comes from the actual tonality, the way you say it, and as much as 55% comes from the nonverbal communication, the way that you hold yourself, your facial expression, and all those things besides. Now think of what that means for you. It means that if all you do is master the actual words themselves, you could become a very, very poor hypnotist if you don't have the performance elements to back you up with it. Remember that hypnosis is a performance art. It's something that you do with people. So therefore, you have to master the way of really presenting it in a way that's compelling. So in the rest of this section, we're going to examine how you can play with your tonality to create different kinds of meanings. For example, there are so many different ways you can say the word no. You can say no to imply yes, to imply maybe, to imply all kinds of different things. Even a word as powerful as the word hate can mean different things depending on how you say it. You can say, I hate you, and then mean exactly what it says. But you can say, I hate you, and mean something completely different. You can even say, I hate you. And again, a different meaning is implied every single time. The word itself has changed its meaning by the way you perform the actual delivery of it. Now, it's very, very important that you take time to do this. The easiest way to actually get your delivery right is the principle of going first. What do I mean by going first? Well, every thought that you have affects you physically and emotionally. And those in turn will affect the way you behave and the way you speak and say things, the way you perform things. So, if you try to tell someone that you love them, it's very difficult to do that if in your mind you have all these pictures of people you dislike or stressful work situation and the like. In order to be able to put the right meaning behind those words, you have to get into the state of mind first, which will allow you to deliver it completely congruently. There's an old acronym called a BMIR, which relates to this. BMIR stands for BMIR, Behavioral Manifestation of an Internal Representation. That's basically a complex way of saying that every time you think about something, it will somehow show in the way you move, in the way you breathe, in your body language, and even in your tonality. So the easiest way to perform something is for you to go into the state of mind, to make the mental images, to speak to yourself in the tone of voice that you want to deliver things in. So for example, let us say you want to help someone to relax. The worst thing you can do is think of stressful scenes, to think of people you don't like at work, to think of the guy who cut you up in the car on the way to work. The best thing you can do is to imagine you're lying on a wonderful beach or any relaxing scene, so that when you say the word relax, it's filled with the relaxation that you want to convey to someone else. So this is the principle of going first. From this moment forward, any time you have a hypnotic theme, I want you to, inside your mind, first activate that theme. Go to a place, remember memories, think of scenarios in which that theme is true. Be that excitement, be that wonder, or be that relaxation.